And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to your financial destination. The traditional balance fund, a one-size-fits-all approach to investing. Well, balance funds, usually a 60-40 split between growth and income, with the income consisting of bonds, T-bills, and GICs. Well, balance funds were attractive years ago when interest rates offered decent returns. But now, due to historic low rates, a large portion of your fund, 40% or more, could be dragging down your overall returns and tax efficiency. Yet still commonly oversold by banks to clients who aren't sure what they want. Nothing too high, nothing too low, but unfortunately, a lot of nothing is what you end up with. For the past 5 years, most balanced funds haven't achieved over 2% return, which can lead to no growth in your RSP or rapid decline in your RIF. If you're withdrawing, say, 6% per year, your risk is your money could drain out way too fast. Much better returns so far this year, the past 3, 5, and 10 years, are in growth, not low rate, fixed income. If you're still contributing to your RSP, that means you're 65 and under, lean towards more growth now, take the higher income later. So to provide balance in your investments, you might be better off targeting quality growth funds and separating them from your income funds. It's just like selecting the TV channels you want, instead of a whole package of channels, some you want, but most you don't watch or need. Diversification and balance by targeting your investments, not overloading and mixed together in non-producing balance funds. For more on this, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.